Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Are you being helped, ma'am?
No, I'm not. I'd like to speak to a loan officer.
Certainly. Just have a seat in the lobby, and one will be with you shortly.
Well, I've already been waiting for over 20 minutes. I can't wait much longer.
Number 41. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 42. What does the man tell the woman to do? Number 43. How long has the woman been waiting? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
How many weeks of vacation do you get per year?
I'm allowed 3, but I usually only take 1 or 2.
If I were you, I would use all 3.
Yeah, but I get a bonus for the days I don't take. I can make a lot of extra money.
Number 44. How much vacation does the man usually take? Number 45. How much vacation would the woman take? Number 46. Why doesn't the man use all his vacation? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I think you've made a mistake on my check.
Oh? Is there something there you didn't order?
No. Actually, you forgot to add in our desserts. We had cake, but it isn't listed.
Yes, you're right. Thank you for being so honest.
Number 47. Where are the man and woman? Number 48. What is the problem? Number 49. Why does the man thank the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Before I can process this, you'll need to show me at least 2 forms of ID.
Here's my driver's license. What else can I use?
Anything with your name and current address on it.
I'm afraid I don't have anything else on me today. I'll have to do this another day.
Number 50. What is the man asking the woman for? Number 51. What does the woman show the man? Number 52. Why can't the woman finish the process? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
What time does the last local news come on? I want to find out tomorrow's weather.
You just missed it. It's on from 11:30 to midnight.
You mean it's past 12 already? Where did the time go?
Well, we didn't get home until after 11, did we?
Number 53. What is the time? Number 54. Why does the woman want to see the news? Number 55. Why is the woman surprised? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Sorry, Mom, but the computer is not accepting your card.
How can that be? I paid last month's bill. Can you try again?
Okay, here goes. Oh, it's fine.
That's a relief. Your computer must be faulty.
Number 56. What is the woman trying to do? Number 57. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 58. What does the woman think caused the problem? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
How long does it take to get one's passport renewed?
You mean by mail? I'd say 3 weeks to a month.
A month? I wonder if there's any way to get it quicker.
I doubt it. You'll just have to wait.
Number 59. How long does it take to process a passport? Number 60. What does the woman want to do? Number 61. What is the man's opinion? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Let's discuss that situation Monday morning.
I'd suggest that we settle the matter by the end of today.
No, I'd like a little more time to consider our alternatives. We don't want to be hasty.
Okay, but we need to let the client know pretty soon.
Number 62. When would the man like to make a decision? Number 63. What does the woman suggest? Number 64. Why does the woman want to make a quick decision? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Did they offer you the accounting job?
Yes, but not at the salary I was expecting. I think I'm worth more.
You'd better take it anyway. At least it'll pay the rent.
I guess so, but I really expected better.
Number 65. What did the man get? Number 66. How does the man feel? Number 67. What does the woman think? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Have you ever rented an auto with us before?
Yes, I have. I rented a minivan here a couple of months ago.
And what type of vehicle would you like today?
The same again, please.
Number 68. Where does the woman work? Number 69. When did the man rent a minivan? Number 70. What would the man like today? Go on to the next page. Part 4. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of short talks given by a single speaker. Again, you must answer three questions about what is said in each talk. Choose the most appropriate response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each talk will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following short talk.
Welcome to the February meeting of the Altamont City Council. Our agenda for tonight is as follows. First, there will be a short speech by our Mayor, the Honourable Cathy McPherson, about the recent problems with garbage pickup. Following that, we will vote on the proposal made last week to begin holding two council meetings a month rather than the current one per week. Finally, after a short break, we will open the floor to comments and questions from the citizens of Altamont.
Number 71. What will the mayor talk about? Number 72. What was proposed last week? Number 73. Who will be able to ask questions? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Tired of sitting behind that desk day after day, only to pick up that meager paycheck at the end of the month? So was I. That's why I joined the sales team at Jones Insurance. Now, not only do I spend much of my day out of the confines of an office, I also earn what I am worth. If you have experience in sales and are interested in getting the paycheck you deserve, give us a call at Jones Insurance.
Number 74. According to the advertisement, what is the speaker's job? Number 75. What did the speaker dislike about her previous job? Number 76. What is an advantage of working for Jones Insurance? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all employees. The National Weather Agency has just announced a blizzard alert for our area. They are currently projecting extremely high winds and up to 18 centimeters of snow over the next 5 hours. As the safety of our employees is always a prime concern here at Jatson Manufacturing, the decision has been made to cease factory operations at 3 p.m. in order to allow you to get home while the roads are still passable. Anyone living more than 10 miles away is encouraged to clock out at 2 p.m. Everyone, please drive carefully, and we'll see you here bright and early Monday morning.
Number 77. When do employees need to report to work again? Number 78. What is forcing the factory to shut down early? Number 79. When should a worker living more than 10 miles away leave? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Well, it appears we have a full house today. I'd like to thank you all for signing up for this voluntary training program, and I'm sure you will find it quite helpful as we begin the changeover to the new computer system. Today we will be here for just over an hour, but subsequent sessions will last the scheduled 2 hours. Now, if you would please open the folders that you were given as you entered the auditorium and take out the yellow sheet. This sheet should have your name, position title, and employee number typed in the upper right-hand corner. If any of this information is incorrect, please tell one of the trainers before leaving today.
Number 80. What is true of today's training session? Number 81. What is typed on the yellow sheet of paper? Number 82. What should employees do if there is a mistake on the yellow paper? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following instructions. Thank you for purchasing this computer featuring the new Onyx 4.0 operating system. If you are already familiar with the upgraded Onyx system and would like to skip this introduction, press Ctrl F at any time. If you have used earlier versions of Onyx and wish to review some of the innovations in version 4.0, press the spacebar now. If you are a new user and would like to view the full introduction, do nothing and the introduction will begin in 10 seconds. If at any time you would like to pause the introduction, press the backspace key. To return to any section of the introduction, press the backspace key followed by D2. The full introduction will now begin. Number 83. According to what was said, what product has been purchased? Number 84. What should a user do to watch the full introduction? Number 85. How can a user pause the introduction? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following news report.
Good evening. This is the CTRV Nightly Business Report. Tonight's top story, Carlton Manufacturing announced today that it will be shutting down all production operations at local plants by March 1st. Speaking with reporters this morning, company spokesperson Grace Kang cited ongoing labor disputes and recent increases in corporate taxes as the reason for the closures. According to Kang, Carlton will maintain current production levels by opening new overseas plants in Brazil and Argentina. As expected, local union leaders reacted with shock and dismay at today's announcement.
Number 86. Which of the following was cited as a reason for the closings? Number 87. Who is Grace Kang? Number 88. Where will Carlton Manufacturing build new plants? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following recorded message.
You have reached the Department of Motor Vehicles Automated Helpline. As there have been recent changes to our service menu, please listen to all options before making a selection. If you are calling to schedule a driver's test, please press 1. If you would like information on registering a vehicle, press 2. For hours of operation and location, please press 3. To speak directly to a representative, press the star key or stay on the line.
Number 89. According to the message, what has recently changed? Number 90. What should callers wishing to schedule a driver's test do? Number 91. How many options are there for someone wanting to speak to a representative? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following short talk.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frank's Fried Seafood. My name is Elizabeth and I'll be serving you today. Here are our lunch menus and a basket of freshly baked bread. Our special today is grilled salmon with a cream sauce. If you would like to order something from our dinner menu, you certainly may, but be advised that your meal will take longer to prepare. Also, I'm afraid that our soda machine is out of order, so the only cold drinks available are water, lemonade, and iced tea. As for beer or wine, I'm sorry, but Frank's does not serve alcoholic beverages. I'll be back in a few moments to take your orders.
Number 92. Which beverage is temporarily unavailable? Number 93. What does the waitress say about ordering from the dinner menu? Number 94. How many alcoholic beverages are served? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Sato. This is Robert Fripp, Explorer Financial Services. We are calling former clients to offer them a very promising investment opportunity. Our records show that, unlike many investors, you have demonstrated a willingness to expose your capital to some risk in return for the chance to make a substantial sum of money in a short period of time. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sato, such a chance exists now, and if you will call me back at 1-800-555-5555 during business hours tomorrow, I'll be happy to give you the details. Number 95. Who are the Satos in relation to Explorer Financial Services? Number 96. What probably describes the investment Robert Fripp wants to discuss? Number 97. When should the Satos contact Robert Fripp? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a business presentation.
The chart at the bottom of page 51 breaks down our personnel expenses. The red area represents total salaries and bonuses paid. As you can see, that accounts for just over half of personnel costs. The blue area represents in-house training costs as well as college tuition subsidies paid out under the Learn While You Earn program. Please note that salaries for in-house trainers have not been counted as training costs, as they are already included in the salaries and bonuses category. Next, the green area represents payroll taxes, and the yellow represents payments into employee medical and dental insurance programs. You may notice that this year, for the first time in company history, the amount being spent on medical and dental insurance programs exceeds that spent on employee training.
Number 98. What is the largest personnel-related expense this year? Number 99. What does the Learn While You Earn program involve? Number 100. Which area represents payroll taxes? This is the end of the listening part of the test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.